Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
FM News Talk 97.1.
On-demand audio.
Tim Jones, former House Speaker, host of the Tim Jones Show on Sunday nights. We have him on the line this morning. Tim, this story coming out of Jeff City, the Missouri Scout is reporting that it at least one source they're reporting on says indictments could come down against some members of the St. Louis County government as early as tomorrow.
Yes, Mark. So this... The general theory behind these rumors have been percolating for years, right? We've all sort of heard them amongst our sources and things that, and this goes back to the early days of Steve Singer's administration to when he first took, you know, when he was first elected, what, 5+ years ago now, was that, and the rumor is, just so folks know what we're talking about, is that, you know, the Singer administration engages in campaign pay for play. You know, that their modus operandi is to demand large contributions during the campaign season in exchange for access and decision making in favor of large donors. Now, before everybody gets too excited about this, let's just remember the Clintons made that a professional sport and never saw a day in jail, right?
Yes. So, yes.
You know, these cases are hard to prove because, you know, let's be honest, you know, the people that support you and want you to do things, you know, they're going to give you campaign contributions. It happens every election cycle.
Every cycle, I'm sure, yeah.
It's just the way it is. Now, the question is, does the candidate actually take, you know, say affirmative things or, you know, make affirmative promises? You know, is there actually evidence of, if you give me a dollar, I will make sure that this thing is done for you? Is there an actual violation of the statute, of the oath that you take, of the Constitution, where, you know, you're not supposed to be doing those things? And, you know, there's been a lot of swirling around these issues. I think the biggest example of this, Mark, would be the Northwest Plaza sale, right? That there's that you know, that big development up there, which has been turned into St. Louis County
mixed
government
use,
right?
Yeah,
elections is and everything else. So was that part of a pay-for-play scheme? You know, and I think the biggest problem Steve Singer has is, Mark, is that most of his party, if you noticed, they're not circling the wagons like a lot of the Democrats on the national level have done for the Clintons over the last several decades. There's not a lot of Democrats speaking up in favor of Steve Singer. He's sort of alone on his own island. I think that is the biggest sign to me that he may be in trouble.
Well, there's been a strange silence since this whole thing came out, other than the initial statement that I'm not the target, I think was the original statement. But since then, you haven't heard much out of them. I have invited Mr. Singer onto this program through his communications person, and I get zero response. He used to come on my show all the time. So, you know, I've given him an opportunity to come on here and talk about this, and I haven't heard from him. So we'll keep an eye on that. I don't know if it's going to happen tomorrow or what. Tim, while I've got you on here,
yes,
Let's talk about these changes they're talking about with Clean Missouri. The House down in Jeff City is moving forward with a proposed constitutional amendment that would completely ban lobbyist gifts, and I mean they would erase the $5 level and go to zero, but it would also change some of the redistricting ideas that were part of Clean Missouri.
So, Mark, I love the way this is being portrayed in the media, and I do a segment on my show every week called Media Malpractice, and I know this makes you insane.
Yes.
As a professionally trained journalist, you know, back in the time when there was such a thing as fair and objective journalism, it just must make you sick to your stomach to see where your profession has gone these days. If you were to look at the media coverage on this, it's like the Missouri Republicans are unleashing anthrax on the population, you know, because look at their hypocrisy and look at their fraudulence, Mark. Back during the campaign for Clean Missouri, the Post Disgrace and the Kansas City Red Star and all the other liberal media outlets in Missouri, we have a liberal media intelligentsia here in the state, you know, don't deny it. And they said it was all about ethics reform, and it was all about lobbying. It was, they were parroting the commercials, weren't they, of Clean Missouri?
Sure.
And who wouldn't be opposed to those things? You know, I mean, who would be opposed to those things? We got to clean up Jefferson City. So it was the Trojan horse buried deep inside Clean Missouri that you and I and others were trying to shout from the mountaintops to overcome their massively funded campaign by George Soros front groups and Planned Parenthood and Sierra Club and the ACLU. That buried deep in that was a gerrymandering scheme. And the media didn't want to talk about that. Well, now that it's law and passed, that's the only thing they want to talk about. Oh, the Republicans are trying to change this wonderful new way that we're going to draw all the districts. Whereas, Mark, this is the worst possible way. It's so bad that black Democrats, many of them, are rising up and saying that, yes, we have to change this thing because it's going to ruin our districts. The way we have districts drawn right now, Mark, are not by Republicans or Democrats, but by a bipartisan, nonpartisan commission chosen by the governor. And if they can't get the districts done, then it gets kicked to the courts. Many of the judges have been appointed by Democratic governors over the last 20, 30 years because we've only had a Republican governor for a short period of time.
Right, right.
So, Mark, the last maps did get kicked. The last maps were drawn by Democrat-appointed judges. So there was nothing wrong with that system. They just don't like the fact that Missouri has trended red, so they want to change the system, so they pass Clean Missouri. And now how dare Republicans touch a word of Clean Missouri?
Well, we'll see what happens here. I'm with you, though. It was a Trojan horse going in, and now that there's an effort to fix it by the people who truly understand it, you'd think they were just trying to overturn the will of the people or something. It's craziness.
Yeah, it's anything but, Mark. Definitely is anything but. People have to become educated on these things, and that was the poison pill inside Clean Missouri that now, of course, the liberal media outlets don't want Republicans to change.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you explaining that for us. Tim Jones, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Mark. Talk to you soon.
You bet. The Tim Jones Show, Sunday nights, of course, 7 to 9 on FM News Talk 97.1.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.